Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Mark Nellis Podcast. This is episode number 18. I am Tim Goldman, your host. And on this episode, we have a very fun person that I saw speak a couple weeks ago. It's Jeffrey Hazlett, who has a new book out called The Mirror Test. So welcome to the podcast.
It's great to be here. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, thank you. I saw you at the AIMA event probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. I forget exactly. It was the end of last month. And I was telling before we started the call, he's CMO Kodak, and I was like, when you get a CMO, you can either go one way or the other. Sometimes they're great, and other times they're just boring. And after a couple minutes, I realized we were in the really good section, because after like the first 5 minutes, the F-bomb was dropped, and I'm like, okay, it's good.
Well, I must have had a drink before the talk or something that really got it going there.
It was good. The whole
I'm known for speaking my mind, so we must have had a good night that night. So that was
very good, because I told Joe Kaufman, who arranged it, I was like, that was probably one of the best ones we've had in a while.
Well, thank you.
And it was talked about. I liked how you talked about everything. And I'm sure a lot of it's covered in the new book.
A lot of it is, but not always, because I never know what I'm going to talk about sometimes or where the conversations, it's like life, will lead us. So therefore, you'll see some new things from time to time.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a very good speech. Talked about a lot of things. I actually brought up on the last podcast the example of naming the new camera and the fine and how to get it through social media. I brought that up on the last podcast with Clayton Moore. So
yeah, that was the naming of the Kodak Play Sport, which has become very iconic in terms of just the story itself.
So I told him, we were talking about social, and I told him, I was like, that's how they named the camera. And then they killed me the part when he said the fine was $300. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, 300, 600, I can't remember exactly, but it was very low. When I thought it was going to be tens of thousands of dollars, it was only a few hundred, and it was well worth the expenditure.
Very cool. So tell us about the new book. It's very cool. I've skimmed through it. I haven't read all of it just yet, because I told him I just sprained my neck and slept on it wrong, and I'm still wincing. So if you hear me go, ugh, it's not for anything anyone said. I turned my head the wrong way. And it's very cool book, because I think in this economy it comes into play very handy for a lot of companies.
Well, I tell you, the book is really about asking the hard questions that any business has got to face in order to be successful. And a lot of times we are afraid, you know, and business owners, we just don't know who to go to or how to answer the questions. And so what we try to do is, at least in the book, I try to put together what I think are some of the best ones that you need to ask in order to grow your business. And I think that's a good way of being able to put it. You know, first mirror test, I think, is proof of life. Is your business even breathing? You know, we learned in Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts that you've got to be able to, you know, hold a mirror up to someone to see whether they're breathing or not. You know, do they fog the mirror? And so the key thing for most businesses is that you've really got to make that business, you know, you got to fog that mirror. So that's a great one to be able to focus in on as a first test. And the next test is, you know, really around leadership and looking in the mirror, and do I like what I see in terms of a leader, and do I have what it takes, and do the people around me have what it takes, and then what does the business look like? You know, what's the mood of the business, the look of the business, and those are the kind of things that you want to make sure that you're focusing on in terms of mirror test. And then last but not least is you want to focus then on, you know, the bottom line and being able to make sure that, you know, you're gonna have enough profits in order to make sure the business is going to run. So that's another one.
Definitely, yeah, because when you were speaking at AIMA, one of the things I've heard a while back, I forget, is one of the events here in Atlanta, was they were talking about, look at people who's working for you. Find out who's profitable, who's not. And it was a sort of an entrepreneurial one, and they go, take forever to hire and be quick to fire. They're like, if they're not doing it, don't keep them around. If they're not pulling their weight, if they're not making the money they're supposed to be making, or if the division's not doing, just go ahead and do away with it and focus on what you can do. So I thought that was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of people, and I've just started a business myself, it's like, you want to get a warm body in, but that's not always the best thing to do.
No, sometimes you're better off waiting, right?
Yes.
Until you've got the right person, and that's what, you know, the book talks about. And there's some sections in the book of the mirror test is, you know, focus in. In fact, one advisor that I always have known for years, named John Stewart, I put him in the book, and he'll say that you come back from a conference, first person you see in your business, fire him. It'll send a message to the whole, you know, business. Yeah, pretty soon it will, you know.
That's true.
everybody knows that when you come back from a conference, you know, put the new guy up front, you know.
Exactly.
So, you know, but I'm sure there are people, if you've got a little bit larger enterprise, there are some people you ought to be firing. But, you know, you're better off sacrificing and waiting and not growing as much until you get to the right people and having the best people, and then, because your people are the ones that are extensions of who you are, you know.
Definitely. Yeah, and then also at AMA, I loved how you were talking about you, like in social media, you did things to grow the company that cost less. As long as it increased your margin, you did it, which I don't think a lot of people actually think about when they go through and try to do something new. They're thinking about the traditional way of doing it, how it's always been done. We can't do that. But if they look at it in a different way, you can save a lot of money doing things a new way, not just social media, but anything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, most marketers, and I think most business people should be focused on these things, and three things I would say to focus on. You know, increasing your sales, all right? Second, increasing your margins, and the third, increasing your customer satisfaction.
Yes.
And those are the three things I'm the most concerned about as a business leader, certainly as a marketer. And so I'm going to spend a great deal of time in that area, quite frankly.
Yeah, I think everyone usually focuses on sales, and the other two, they're kind of like, eh.
Yeah, but you got to have profit. I mean, you
exactly.
don't have profit. You know?
Well, exactly. I mean, they just focus. They don't look at, okay, we can grow it in these other ways as well. They're just like, oh, it's sales only. But I think if they look at it, and also if you have a loyal consumer base, they're going to stick around you, even if things go a little rocky. They're still going to be around and still be with you, as opposed to if you just have customers you just deal with like once every 2 years or so.
Well, and that's an important part. You know, if you start looking at long term, you know, a lot of people are looking at social media right now, you know, and a lot of folks will work on, you know, viral campaigns, trying to do everything, you know, big.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, don't just focus on that as much as possible. Focus more on building hearts and minds, you know,
yeah.
Not about eyeballs and ears. And I think that's a very significant way of looking at it, because what you do over time is it takes you a little bit longer. But the reason that, you know, your customers will stay with you a lot longer, too, they won't leave you as quick either.
Definitely.
By doing that. So, if it takes longer, it takes longer to come down as it takes longer to go up.
Yeah, I've had people, because I deal mainly with social media, they want 1,000 followers in a day. And I'm like, no, you really don't want 1,000. You'd rather have 10 of the right followers as opposed to 1,000 of the wrong ones.
Well, it's a good example. That's a great, great quote, because I tell people that all the time. I can get you 1,000,000 followers if you want. It's just a matter of money and time. But, you know, it's like a friend of mine, and I talk about this in the book, The Mirror Test. A friend of mine said, you know, we had a group of businesses at the time. We were building up our businesses, and we were what we called the $1 million club, and it was a group of business owners and all owned print shops, and you had to be at least $1 million to be in. And another friend that we were talking to, he said, I can't wait to be part of the $1 million club. I'll do anything. And I said, well, you know what's a better club? And he goes, what? And I said, the $1 million net club.
Mm-hmm.
That's the club I want to be in. I want to be in the $1 million net club. And, he didn't understand what I was talking about, and later got to start to figure that out. So, and I think that's what, you know, you want to focus and then keep that mirror focused on the things that are important, you know?
Definitely. Definitely. I think so many companies get caught up in, we got to have the top website. We got to have the top followers. We got to have the best Facebook page. And it's like, no, you just need the relationship that you don't have to have everything perfect. Because you can't be perfect in every area, no matter how hard you try. There's always going to be someone who's going to come in and be better. But I was like, but you got to be loyal to who your fan base is. And you have to keep them going and keep them in the loop. And then because I've had Bert Dumar on the podcast, and he was talking, when Graco had their stroller issues, their recall and their website went down, he goes, it was our parents on Facebook sending out information about the recall going, oh, it's not that bad. Don't worry about it. Here's where you find the information. So
yep, exactly.
When something like that happens, it's not a big deal, and you don't have to stress over everything. But people want the quick fix, the quick money, the quick everything, and it's like, no, you have to build it up. So, or at least that's what I try to tell them. But they don't always listen. So
right.
So what made you write a book, of all things?
Well, I mean, I think one of the biggest things you can do is give back, and I talk about that in one of my chapters. But I like telling people, you know that there's, you know, well, let me back up and say, more importantly, I looked around a lot of times for answers to things, and I kept waiting for people to bring me the answers and thinking they were going to do it, like my accountant or CPA or so forth or so on. And it just didn't ever happen. And so I finally realized that the people responsible for my success are the ones that I see in the mirror. It's me.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, geez, let's go out and help. You know, if you haven't laid it awake at night in bed wondering whether you're going to make payroll the next day, you haven't lived, you know, as a business owner.
Yeah.
So I said, I want a book for these kinds of people, the tenacious men and women who go out there and make it happen every single day despite the odds and despite everybody telling them they couldn't do it. And so that's the reason I wrote the book. And I wanted something that said, hey, tell it like it is. Put it on the line and just, you know, no bullshit. This is it. And that's what we did. And so we put together a book that basically has that. It's me talking. That's what it is. And that's what, you know, the way I like to tell it. So that's what was going on. That's
Definitely.
What was in my head, and we put it down on paper.
Cool. Yeah, because I've enjoyed what I have read. I was hoping to read it before today, but like I told you, on pain pills, it's not real good because I'd mix it up with like four other books in my head. But yeah, I love the seven questions in here too, and that was really good because I think me starting a business as well, it's good for me to read the book and figure out where exactly I want to go and how to get there and not start off on the wrong foot and go, oops, nope, sorry, I don't want to go that way. And I'm slowly doing it and growing, and hopefully it'll continue to grow, but we'll see. But yeah,
that'd be awesome. Yeah.
I definitely enjoyed the book so far. I'm going to finish it up probably this weekend. It's a fun read, I will say. That's one thing.
Hey, well, thank you. Yeah, we've been getting a lot of great comments from it, and a lot of people bringing me copies that they've written in and highlighted many pages upon pages. So it's really kind of fun to watch and see what resonates with different people. I mean, everyone's got their own stories and different pieces that they find interesting or their own, and so it's always fun to see those.
Definitely, yeah, because like you said, it's written the way you talk, and those tend to be the books I read through the quicker, because it's like you're actually listening to someone speak as opposed to someone writing and going, okay, look at chart A, boring, look at chart B. But yeah, that's the one thing I've really liked.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
been a lot of fun. So you're out promoting the book, I take it, right now, going around
doing a lot, yeah, doing a lot of promotions and doing a lot of activities. So
I'm
just spending a great deal of time on the road and then getting, you know, I call it spreading the gospel. So
yeah,
a lot.
Looking at your website before this, and there are 12 steps to spreading the word, which is very cool.
Yeah, my helpful hints. In fact, a lot of speakers are now using that themselves, you know, as an example of doing, you know, doing something with social media and how to help get other people to help you do what you do, you know?
Definitely, yeah, because I was looking through them and I'm like, smart. So it's fun to see. Because this is what I tell everyone. I was like, use social media for fun. Go out there and have fun with it. And I was like, don't make it boring. And that's what I saw that. I was like, oh, cool. So it's like, share it with people. And I've been doing that with a couple of the books I read, because I've read probably four or five in the last year. And all of them so far have been great. And I'm like, go out, read them. I post them on my LinkedIn reading list and Twitter, Facebook. Post a link. So, yeah. So, and everyone keeps going, books are dead. And I'm like, no, they're not. They're just evolving.
I was reminded by, you know, someone was talking about technology. Well, I like technology. Well, books are technology.
Yep.
You know, it's just an older technology. That's the difference. But books aren't going away, and they won't be dead for a while.
That's what I told him. I was like, they're just
not my lifetime or your lifetime. That's
it's like
sure.
They're changing, but I was like, the physical books will never go away. I was like, look at records. Vinyl's still around. So I was like, nothing's ever going to go completely away. I was like, they'll change and it'll be electronic, but there'll also be print ones eventually. So yeah, cool. I had another question for you. Now I don't remember what it was right off the top of my head. Let me flip through here. So what has been the most interesting? What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you on the book tour so far?
Well, the funnest thing has been someone who asked me to sign their Kindle. That's probably, you know, so I signed the very first one of someone who had downloaded it. So that was kind of nice to be able to do that. You know, I tell you what's been the really cool is, like, last night we had a book signing in Los Angeles at the Grove at Barnes & Noble. And Barnes & Noble's been great. They hold a lot of community events. They've got some great community event managers. And they just do a super job on these on the book signing events. They're everywhere we've gone. And, you know, sometimes, quite frankly, we get, you know, a couple hundred, 300, 400 people. And other nights we get 10 people there. You know, it just depends on the group and where it's at. But for us, it's always an opportunity to have as many people come as possible and have, you know, a chance to tell people that, hey, we're doing the book and things are going well with it. So that's interesting for us. So I think the thing that's really the most interesting, quite frankly, is when the people who come and they stay and they get together and they start doing business together. That's what we find. Cool. So it's business people who are they're extraordinary business people who are just, I mean, really super, super individuals. And I think that's been what has been one of the coolest things I've found about, you know, doing the book and being on the book tour. And then I'm totally inspired by a lot of the stories that people share. You know, trials and tribulations and the overcoming of obstacles and then how successful some of these business people are. Or just the drive and determination that they have. It's absolutely motivating.
Definitely cool. Very cool. Okay, I'm trying to remember my last question, and I don't remember what it is off the top of my head. It always goes that way when you start talking and forget about it. Like, oh, yeah. So, okay, I'll know what I'll ask you. What are probably, say, like your top three advice tips for someone in business today? What would be your top three?
Yeah, my first one and the biggest is what's your 118 or what's your elevator pitch? You know, the elevator pitch is something that's become a 30-page PowerPoint presentation. And the focus has been lost in terms of what you're supposed to do, and that was you're supposed to be able to pitch your business in the scope of an elevator ride. Well, evidently everybody else's elevators are a lot bigger because you're showing up with 30-page PowerPoint presentations and spending an hour trying to tell me, and at the end of the hour I still don't know what you do. So I said I'm going to update the concept. So in the book, The Mirror Test, I outline what's called the Elevator Pitch 2.0, the digital version, which is 118 seconds. 8 seconds is the average attention span of any adult. 110 seconds is the average elevator ride in New York City from the time you press the button, wait for it to open, step on, ride it up or ride it down, and get off. So in essence, you have 8 seconds to sell me or get my attention. And 110 seconds to be able to sell. So it's 8 seconds to grab my attention and 110 seconds to be able to sell me. That's what it is. Close that sale in 110 seconds or less. So that's what it is. 118 seconds, that's the elevator pitch. If Moses can do it with 2 tablets of 5 bullet points each, you can do it a lot less time.
True.
He had something that was a lot harder to sell.
True.
So that's the elevator pitch. That's one of them. The second one is then to focus in on the bottom line. And, you know, focus on the top line, I think you'll do that. So that's why I don't say you have to do that. But, you know, you have to grow. And growing is important. If you're not growing your business, you're dying. But then I also want to make sure you're focused on the bottom line and driving the necessary profits that you have, because I think that's one of the most important things you can do. And then the third is sell yourself. Sell yourself, you sell the business. Sell the business, you're selling yourself. And I don't think as an owner you can do anything else but intertwine the two of those together, because I think they're one and the same.
True. Yeah, and then after hearing you speak about the elevator pitch, had me redo mine after that too. I was like, smart. I didn't think of that before. So now it's like the first 8 seconds, like, okay, here's what I can do. And then it's like, if they see the interest, then I'll go forwards. And it's like, okay. But yeah, it's here's what I can do for you. Here's what I do. And then go. Because before it was like, see how much you can cram in like 60 seconds. And I'm like, okay, that's obviously not working for a lot of people. So, but yeah. That was probably the greatest advice I got out of that night. And I was very happy. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So I guess that's all I have for you.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate taking the time and allow me to talk more about the Mirror Test and how it's continued to be a bestseller and how it's helping businesses all over the world. So
definitely.
I appreciate it.
Get it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Online.
Orders. You can get it at your local bookstore. You can buy the audio version, electronic version, or the good old-fashioned down and tried version of print, which is always acceptable.
Very cool. Yeah, I have friends who only like audio versions. because I listened to it in the car. So I was like, so now I can say, yes, there's an audio version. Perfect. So if you can't tell them where else to find you on the net, but your Twitter handle or your
website. I'm sorry, say that again?
So you can tell the people where to find you else on the net.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You can find me at Jeffrey Hazlett, at Jeffrey Hazlett, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Hazlett, H-A-Y-Z-L-E-T-T.com on Twitter. You can find me on LinkedIn at Jeffrey Hazlett. You can also find me at Hazlett.com, H-A-Y-Z-L-E-T-T.com. And if you go there, you can find me on our fan page on Facebook, and you can find my Twitter, and you can find the LinkedIn connection all at Hazlett.com.
Very cool. So it's just everyone go out, buy a book or get the audio book and read it. You will love it. So, well, thank you again.
All right, my friend. Well, good talking to you, and thanks. And if there's anything else, let me know.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Marketing Elements Podcast. You can reach me at Tim at MarketingElementsBlog.com. You can find us on the web at MarketingElementsBlog.com. Look for us on Facebook or find us on Ning. It's MarketingElements.Ning.com. Thanks again, and we'll have another podcast out to you very soon.